Es un buen momento para un podcast Radiónica. Podcast Radiónica.
Y sean bienvenidos a esta nueva edición de Talking Culture, a Worldwide Conversation About Arts, una nueva franja organizada por IDARTES Internacional, una ventana al mundo, y por la emisora pública Radiónica. Hoy queremos presentarles a Nelson Chía, director teatral, actor y dramaturgo, quien también es director artístico y cofundador de la compañía Nine Years Theatre en Singapur. Ha sido galardonado 4 veces como el mejor director y 2 veces como mejor actor para los Straight Time Life Theatre Awards, entre muchos otros reconocimientos. Nelson, welcome to a new edition of Talking Culture. We are very happy about this conversation, and it's an honor for IDARTES and Radiónica to have you as one of our guests for this season. So thanks for your time and your attention.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's 8 a.m. in Singapore at this moment. I'm wide awake. I just came back from a holiday and I'm really happy to be on this. Thank you for having me.
What is the current cultural landscape in Singapore? What type of art or cultural events are in demand? And what are artists mainly creating?
There are a lot of small collectives coming up formed by independent artists because there is a drive by the government, by the National Arts Council in Singapore to support more, to give more support to these independent artists to create work. Artists that that do not belong to a company or do not have the background or support of a company, they can come together if they like, you know, if they have an idea about a project, they can pitch and they can apply for funding.
Well, the company has a stronger focus on Mandarin and Chinese culture, including Mandarin classes. What is the purpose and intention behind this initiative?
For those of you who maybe are not too familiar with Singapore, Singapore is a multicultural society. We mainly have 4 language groups, which is the Chinese, who speak the Mandarin, and then English, and then we have Malay and Tamil, which is a dialect of the Indian language. So for me, as a Chinese who's able to speak Mandarin and also English, I feel that I kind of have the responsibility as an artist to uphold or even to deepen the kind of a language in my art or the roots in my art. So if I'm able to do that with the Mandarin language, with the Chinese culture, and say, for example, my counterparts in Malay or Indian culture are also able to do that, then I feel that we are in a stronger position to interact. So in our Mandarin production, we always use the supertitles, or here we call the surtitles, in English. So sometimes the play I conceptualize in a certain way that the supertitles have its own position and autonomy in the production. And sometimes the productions also that I make it such that the supertitles have a life of its own. It's also speaking to the audience in a way, yeah.
Could you explain us a little bit about how the theater company works regarding its IPS status and as a non-profit organization?
IPC, which is Institute of Public Character, and our charity status, we are able to attract more donors because with that status, we are able to offer these donors tax deduction.
Tax deduction
up to like from 200 to 300% depending on the government policy. So it's a kind of a win-win situation for the 3 entities, the artists, the donors, as well as the government.
Would you please tell us what kind of support does the Singapore government offer for arts and cultures in general?
Honestly, the Singapore government has been very supportive, generally, of the arts companies and artists in Singapore. Like for example, during the pandemic, I was also surprised that the government quickly rolled out a lot of funds and grants to help the artists as well, to help us make work and transit or pivot over to some digital presentations and all these things, yeah.
How has the company's international projection been? How has this experience been, particularly on collaboration, for example, on global platforms as ISPA, for example?
to sort of go into the market in Europe or in America, whether North or South America, there is still a challenge because to pitch to them or a kind of a work solely in the Mandarin language, sometimes programmers or presenters, they are not so readily ready to, you know, to present such a program. You know, I'm interested to explore international collaborations that is between two very different cultures. I feel the kind of a collision, the healthy collision of cultures on stage, it is what makes it interesting, because I feel that sometimes around the world we talk too much but we listen too little. We are entering a space where we do not immediately understand, and that is sometimes the foundation of what good art can come about.
Thank you very much for your time. This has been a great conversation. Is there anything that you would like to share with our audiences right now, something that we're missing and you believe is relevant in order to strengthen all these networks we're doing with Colombia and Singapore, for example, in this moment, and with artists?
Well, I'll just like to say that this is such a rare opportunity. I mean, to be speaking to you over this, you know, to be interacting with counterparts in Colombia and all those things. Yeah, I mean, we are like very far apart on the map.
Yeah.
And very different cultures. Doing this again, I feel that it is the start of a very good network between the two countries.
Nuestros podcasts están en radionica.rocks, en iTunes, en RTVC Play y en nuestra app Radionica para Android y iPhone. Podcast Radionica.